Chapter 17.2 Section Summary.
Americans had various reactions to the declaration of war against Mexico. Many men enthusiastically volunteered for the army. Newspaper reporters went with them, using railroads to get there and telegraphs to send their stories back to eastern cities. For many Americans, the war strengthened their national pride. Others thought the conflict was unjustified and unnecessary. Abolitionists feared that the southern states would expand slavery into any new lands the United States might acquire. Pro-slavery southerners, on the other hand, worried that new territories might prevent slavery. At the beginning of the war, U.S. troops were outnumbered but had better weapons and equipment. U.S. General Zachary Taylor's men won battles south of the Nueces River and drove Mexican forces back across the Rio Grande. While Taylor waited for reinforcements, General Stephen Kearny marched into Santa Fe, New Mexico, and took the city without a fight. Then he moved on to California. In Northern California, a small group of Americans revolted against Californios in what became known as the Bear Flag Revolt. Flying a flag with a grizzly bear and a single star, these Americans declared California an independent republic. Meanwhile, farther south, U.S. naval forces captured Los Angeles, San Gabriel, and San Diego. By August 1846, the United States controlled California. Finally, General Taylor received his reinforcements, and he pushed deep into Mexico. His troops defeated Mexicans in Monterrey after a hard battle. Then he moved on to Buena Vista, where he clashed with General Santa Anna. The Mexicans retreated after only 2 days of fighting. Soon, President Polk replaced Taylor with General Winfield Scott, who captured the port city of Veracruz and then headed toward the Mexican capital of Mexico City. After a massive assault, U.S. troops captured Mexico City on September 14, 1847, ending the war. At the war's end, the United States and Mexico signed the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo, which gave the United States much of Mexico's northern territory. This territory was called the Mexican Cession, and it increased the size of the United States by almost 25%. In exchange, the United States agreed to pay $15 million and to assume debts of $3 million owed to U.S. citizens by the Mexican government. After the war, the United States negotiated the Gadsden Purchase in 1853. This gave the United States the southern parts of present-day Arizona and New Mexico for $10 million. With this purchase, the boundaries of the continental United States were fixed.